This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Campaigning is in full swing for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand, with senior leaders of various political parties holding multiple rallies and roadshows in the two states to garner support for their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address public meetings at Akola and Nanded in Maharashtra today. Chief Minister and Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde, Deputy Chief Minister and BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis and other leaders are expected to be present in Prime Minister's rallies. NCP President Ajit Pawar will be campaigning in Pune, Sangli and Satara. On the other hand, Congress National President Mallikarjun Kharge will hold poll meetings in Nagpur. NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar will be campaigning in Bid. Polling for all 288 constituencies in Maharashtra will take place on the 20th of this month. In Jharkhand, elections to the 81-member state assembly will be held in two phases on the 13th and 20th of this month. Union Home Minister and BJP leader Amit Shah will address public meetings in Chhatarpur, Hazaribagh and Potka Assembly constituencies in Jharkhand's Jamshedpur. He will also hold a roadshow in Jamshedpur. On the other hand, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will attend election meeting at Bhagwara Assembly constituency in Dhanbad district and Jamshedpur in East Singhbhum district. Senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren will address a series of meetings in Ranchi, Karsawa and Mandar constituencies. Leaders of RJD, AJSU and left parties will also address poll rallies in different parts of the state. Counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said industrialist and philanthropist Ratan Tata's life reminds that true leadership is measured not just by one's achievements, but by one's ability to care for the most vulnerable. In an op-ed in a national daily, Mr. Modi said, "It has been a month since Ratan Tata left the mortal world, but his absence is deeply felt across every segment of the society, not only in the nation, but around the world." The Prime Minister said, "Ratan Tata is alive in the lives he touched and the dreams he nurtured." He said Ratan Tata was an inspiration for the youth and a reminder that dreams are worth pursuing and that success can coexist with compassion as well as humility. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has stressed that road safety should be given the highest priority while constructing pathways in the country to prevent road accidents and consequent deaths. Mr. Gadkari was speaking after inaugurating the 83rd annual session of the Indian Roads Congress at Raipur in Chhattisgarh last evening. He said efforts are being made to improve the shortcomings in road engineering and automobile engineering, but defective detailed project report has created a major problem. Pointing at the gathering of officials and engineers, the minister said no tenders should be issued without carefully examining detailed project report. He said improvement in road engineering will curb accidents and save lives. East Central Railway will operate 446 special trains in the next 15 days to manage the return rush of passengers after the end of Chhath Puja celebrations. These special trains are being operated to facilitate the return of passengers from Bihar to other places. Talking to Akashvani News, Chief Public Relations Officer Saraswati Chandra said that this time more than 70 additional trains are running compared to last year during the same period. The U.S. Department of Justice has said that Federal Bureau of Investigations thwarted an Iranian plot to assassinate President-elect Donald Trump. It charged an Iranian national and arrested two American citizens for the involvement in a plot to murder the Republican president-elect. In a criminal complaint, the Department of Justice accused Iran's elite Revolutionary Guards Corps, IRGC, of orchestrating a murder-for-hire plot. In cricket, India defeated South Africa by 61 runs in the first T20 international of a four-match series at the Kingsmead Cricket Stadium in Durban last night. Chasing a target of 203 runs, the hosts were bowled out for 141 in 17.5 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.